Yongchang, did you see that kid dressed as a lion?
Yeah, she looked so cute.
You know, when I was a kid, I thought I saw some lions in the woods.
Really?
Yeah, it's a funny story, actually.
What happened?
Well, I used to live in a suburb close to a large school. And on special occasions, like festivals, kids used to dress up to go to school.
Sounds like fun.
On the road going past the school, there were these woods. During the school holidays, I'd cycle into the woods with my friends to play by the river.
Uh-huh.
One day, we were playing hide-and-seek. You know, that game where one person counts and everyone hides?
Yes. We call it 捉迷藏.
We call it nascondino in Italian. Anyway, I climbed up a tree. No one could find me. 20 minutes later, I was still there. That was when I saw the lions. There were these boys dressed up as lions. They were coming from the school. At that time, I didn't know this. I thought they were real lions.
What did you do?
I waited for the lions to go away, and then I climbed down really quietly to tell my friends. But they'd got tired of looking for me, and they'd all gone home.
Without you? That's terrible.
The next day, I tried to tell them I saw 3 lions, and they all just laughed. I was so upset.
Oh, Leonora, you poor thing.
Thinking about it now, it's kind of amazing how our parents let us go everywhere on our own back then.
Yeah, my parents were the same. I'd walk for 30 minutes to go to my friends' houses, all on my own. Once, I was like 8 years old, and one evening, I was walking to my friend's house when I noticed this cute gray cat behind me. I live near a market, and I thought it was one of the cats that hang around the market stalls. So there was this cute cat. It looked at me, and I smiled at it. Then I went across the road, and the cat went across the road. I went through a tunnel, the cat went through the tunnel. I jumped over a fence, it also jumped over the fence.
Was it following you? Maybe it liked you.
My mother didn't allow me to have any pets, so I didn't want the cat to think I was taking it home with me.
So what did you do?
I kept trying to walk away from it, and it kept following me. I walked very quickly towards my friend's house, and I saw that it was walking towards the house as well. So I started saying, "No, you can't come with me. Go, go." At that point, my friend opened the door and said, "What are you doing to Wang Wang?"
Huh?
The cat was her pet, my friend's pet. I'd never seen her cat before. I didn't even know she had a pet.
So it wasn't following you?
No, it was just going home.